Good morning. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I really need love, and I'm glad they wrote a song about it, because, well, who doesn't really need love? And joining us now live in the studio, it's a pleasure to have another edition of On the Block with someone who's right on the block here on Route 9W in Red Hook. It's Elevate and Play Yoga, our neighbors, and the proprietor, owner, and queen of yoga at Elevate and Play is Michelle Anderson. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for walking down. We appreciate that. And, well, Michelle heard a previous On the Block segment and wanted to be involved, and we got her right in because we love the enthusiasm, and we love to be able to talk about something that's beneficial for your whole health, which is yoga. Now, tell somebody why they may be interested in yoga if they've never done it.
There are so many benefits, so many health benefits to yoga. So you have the physical benefits of actually moving your body, moving your joints, increasing your flexibility, tuning into your breath, using the breath to help to regulate your nervous system and manage stress. But then you have like the mental part of it too, where when you have your focus on just, I'm holding this pose, I'm moving through my breath, it becomes very difficult for you to like stay locked into the merry-go-round of thoughts that we all have all day long. And it's a nice little break for that 1 hour that you have on the mat with us.
How does yoga and meditation coincide?
Well, honestly, the yoga part is the movement part, right, which we need for our bodies. The meditation is where it brings us back to ourself. And in the busy, busy world that we live in, we are constantly pulled outside of our bodies and we're not connected to them. So the meditation is what helps to bring you inward to notice the fluctuations of the thoughts, to notice how the breath is moving through the body. And it helps to really ground you so that you can deal with the stress in your everyday life.
And when you're concentrating on your breath and your body, doing poses and moving in a way that's not your everyday movement, it puts you in a different space and it helps you bounce thoughts out of your mind. And that's a good thing. And well, thanks for doing what you do, Michelle. It's important to have people be able to move. Do you incorporate music into your yoga class?
We do. I'll start by saying we have different types of yoga classes. We have yoga classes that are just for adults. And the music that we would play in those kinds of classes are, you know, much more mellow. And then we have a lot of children's classes. And those songs are much more kid-friendly, more upbeat, more lively. We're moving around to them. We are making poses with our bodies that go along with the music. So depending on who the crowd is that's in the studio at that time, we will use different types of music.
That's super cool. And, well, I find that also certain music with meditation sometimes helps, like if you don't have to think about chord changes or choruses or words coming up, you can get yourself in a space that is conducive to absorbing nothingness, which is cool.
Absolutely.
So music definitely inspires and helps move the body and also transition from one feeling to another. And that's super cool. So now tell me about kids yoga. And you started out doing a children's yoga program.
Yes. So I have a background with children. I spent 26 years as a public special education teacher.
Wow.
Certified K through 12. And I have taught every single one of those grades with the exception of sixth grade, because I taught in a junior high, not a middle school. So I can, with fidelity, tell you that I know something about every developmental stage of kids as they progress through school. So, you know, our kids' classes are developmentally appropriate, and they're geared toward the age level that the class is set for. And we move our bodies, we use story, we use music, we use props, games, different ways of connecting with other people in the class so that we have social skills being intertwined. Kids classes are much, much different than adult classes. And when kids sometimes hear about yoga, they think, oh, it's going to be like mommy's yoga and she's just sitting on her mat breathing. but it's not that at all for kids. And we even have aerial yoga, which is literally taking your body up off of the mat into like a hammock, basically, now, and suspending from the air.
I see at the website, elevateandplay.com, there's a picture of a floating person. And what are they in?
It's called an aerial silk.
Okay.
It's not really made of silk. It's a lot of like, you know, stretchy stuff.
Fibery.
And it opens up tremendously huge. So like a 6'3" person could actually fit in it.
Kind of like me.
Yes. Yes. It would hold a grown adult as well as it would a 4-year-old.
How cool.
Yeah.
And it envelops you then kind of like a parachute.
It does. And the nice thing about it is that you can still do all the poses that you would do on your mat in the silk. But the added benefit of it is that the silk creates a deep tissue pressure all along the body, kind of like getting a hug or for a baby when they're swaddled or, you know, when you're under a, what are those things called? The anxiety blankets, the weighted blankets.
Yeah.
It's that same effect where the body gets that nice little massage in a deep way, and it's very calming, very organizing to the nervous system. So for kids, it helps to regulate their system.
Well, that's really cool. And then it also feels like a big hug while you're doing your poses. Do kids and adults get taught different styles of yoga, different approaches to it, different poses?
The poses are all the same, but I might not call them the same thing. So a downward dog is a standard pose that you would do in an adult class and in a kid's class. But for the purpose of the class that I'm doing with kids, maybe we're taking a yoga trip to the beach in our minds. And the downward dog is now the sandcastle, or it's the tent that we are taking shelter in because there's a desert storm around us.
Nice.
Or we're in a magical forest and this is the magic castle. And the top of our hips are the top of the castle. So it's still the pose, but we might call it something else to fit whatever the theme is that we're doing.
Wow. Now, how can folks sign up and contact you and be a part of Elevate and Play Yoga?
So they can go to our website, which is www.elevateandplay.com. You'll see all the cool stuff that we have going on in the studio, and then you can hit the register button and it will take you right to our schedule. And you'll see that we are open 7 days a week and have classes for babies all the way through senior citizens throughout the week, and you can pick the classes that meet your needs.
You said something very interesting. Babies.
Yes.
Babies. How do babies do yoga?
So with babies, mom or a parent is with them, and we are moving the babies in ways with the support of the parent to help with their development. So we're doing a lot of cross midline kind of movements. We're bicycling their legs to help with digestion. If they're at a point where they can weight bear on their legs, we're supporting them in a tree pose, or maybe we're having them do their first inversion with a downward dog or a supported headstand. We have music and toys. And then there's a social component for them so that they can engage with one another. And the moms get time to just have their own social hour, because motherhood can be kind of lonely when you're just with a baby all day. And it gives moms that chance to be able to swap stories. And, you know, sometimes they look at me because I have 4 of my own kids. And so I can give recommendations for pediatricians and all kinds of things. So it's a support system as well as it is a movement class for babies.
Well, that's awesome. And that is an amazing thing to have in our community. And you seem to be very community oriented. You seem to care about the moms, the babies, the kids in our community. Now, how do you encourage men to do yoga?
Men are the tougher sell. We
try
to get
them.
Yeah, we try to get them with a partner, you know, their wife, their girlfriend.
I like that you have family yoga classes.
Yes, we have once a month, first Saturday of the month generally. And that's a great way to get the men into the studio, because then they're like, oh, this was actually kind of fun. I really liked this. And my body felt good afterwards. And my dad back got a little bit of relief after I did some of those poses.
I think some of the stigma, as one of the ones we're talking about, is that you don't want to be judged, and you don't want to have every woman in the class looking at you as the only dude in there or the only two dudes in there, whatever it is. But there's a self-conscious layer that I feel, I'm not speaking for everyone, that makes it like, maybe you go do yoga and I won't. So how do we get over that?
That is a tough one, and something that I think all studios kind of struggle with. What I will say is that we do have different levels of yoga classes. Mm. So like we have a class with her.
That baby one sounded good to me, and I'm a grown adult. But to have somebody bicycle my legs and do all that cool stuff with me would be lots of fun.
Well, so the family yoga class would be great for you. Right? We had the last family class, we had several families, and we did a downward dog train. Mm. So all the adults were in downward dog, kind of hip to hip, so it made a tunnel. Cool. And we had all the kids crawling underneath, army style underneath, and then it would just keep circling around, and we just kept coming back to that tunnel. And it was a lot of fun, and boy, do you hold that downward dog for a long time when you're part of something like that.
And what a great thing to do for the kids, for yourself, for just the fun of it all. And it beats loneliness better than with a stick. So you can't have more fun than doing a yoga class. Elevate and Play Yoga in Red Hook. We're talking with Michelle. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to play a song from Ricky Lee Jones, which is called I Won't Grow Up, unless there's yoga involved. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Having a good time on the block with Michelle Anderson from Elevate and Play Yoga in Red Hook. They are right on Broadway, a couple doors down from the studios of 98.1 KZE. And they offer classes and, well, workshops and all kinds of stuff. What is the most fun you have in the yoga studio, Michelle?
It's kind of hard to pin down one thing, but for me anyway, my most fun is having classes with kids because they bring in the joy, they bring in the excitement, they love using their imagination, and we just have a great time for an hour.
That's super cool. And how can folks get further information about Elevate and Play Yoga?
So you can follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, we're on Threads, and we're on Facebook. You can also go to our website, which is elevateandplay.com, and you can check out all of the different classes and workshops that we have. We were just talking off the air about a couple of workshops, because the last question that Rick had asked me was about how do we get the guys into the studio? And I said, well, sometimes starting with something very, very gentle and mild, like our breathing workshop that's coming up in February with Mella, gets them to the studio, has them start to understand what this can do for their body. They start to feel the relaxation and the release of stress, which then encourages them to say, I kind of like how I feel when I leave here. Let me look at some other things. And then they might want to take our basics class, which does all the beginner stuff. And how do you use your props? And how do you move through poses carefully and safely with a very experienced, nurturing teacher? And then from there, they can move on to other classes. Mm.
So, Michelle, when you're not bending your body in unusual ways and getting great exercise and breathing correctly, what do you do for fun?
Oh, I love taking long walks around the community with my dog. We will walk for up to 5 miles.
What's your dog's name?
Oh, his name is Buddy, but we call him Buddy Boy.
All right, Buddy Boy. Is he listening at home? Do you have the radio on?
It is not on right now, but I do frequently leave the radio on for him because he loves to listen to current events.
We love that. And Buddy and all the dogs out there listening and the cat community, we appreciate your company. And Michelle, we appreciate your company. And we're so glad you're on the block, literally on Route 9W in Red Hook, our neighbor. So get to know who's on the block every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Michelle, what are you looking forward to in 2026?
Oh, boy. I am looking forward to creating more community events and partnership with everybody around us here in Red Hook. I feel like the pandemic took us away from that, and we all kind of went our separate ways behind our screens, behind our doors, and we got very used to that. We don't even have to leave the house anymore. We can have like food delivered to us and our prescriptions. And who needs community, right? When you can have everything delivered right to you. But we have to get back out there and we need to connect with people, because that's our support system, is those around us.
Well, maybe we could do a parlor session in the future and like have you come, and we'll do like a half an hour of yoga before the concert. And that would be super cool.
You got it.
All right. See, making the community better, making the community stronger. That's what Michelle does. So visit her at Elevate and Play Yoga in Red Hook. ElevateandPlay.com. No yoga, but just ElevateandPlay.com. And you can sign up and get further information and the phone numbers on the website and everything.
Yep.
All right. Michelle, it's been a pleasure. All the best to you, and thanks for being on the block with us.
Thank you so much, Rick.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be back with more music after these very important messages.